slowing down. My mom is a power walker. When we go anywhere, she walks with purpose and determination. She's done it my whole life. Most of the time when we are together in a store, I'm a few paces behind trying to keep up. I'll make my short little legs walk faster, or I'll even jog a bit down the aisle so I don't lose her before she rounds the corner. But sometimes I just ask her to slow down, and in a silly way that feels like defeat, as if slowing down means more than the fact that I just do not want to power walk through Target, as if slowing down means I'm missing out or not able to keep up, as if slow is bad and fast is better. Is that just me? I don't think it is. I mean, maybe the part where I can't keep up with my mom is just me, but the thought that slow is inherently bad. Slow means I'm not doing enough. Slow means I'm missing something that everyone else has because they are faster than me, and I keep moving so fast that I don't catch the lie keeping pace with me. The lie that if I don't keep up, I will fall behind. Slow is not bad, and really, fast is not bad either. There is no one pace that is better than the other. We need to find peace in simply moving at the pace that is right for our lives. Your pace must be informed by the Word of God, the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and the practicalities of your current season. The gospel speaks to our pace and tells us that it should not be dictated by worry. Matthew 3:64 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." We know that as believers, we can rest in the provision of God and know that in His goodness, He will provide all that we need. Sometimes, perhaps we don't slow down because we think if we don't keep moving, we won't end up with everything we want or need. That our hustle is our provision. And while we are called to be faithful, we are also called to trust that the God of the harvest will bring about the fruit of our labor in its time. The gospel also informs that our pace should and must include a rhythm of rest. Hebrews 4, 9-10 says, "So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his." And Matthew 11, 28-30 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We are called to be people of rest. Our physical bodies need it, but our minds and hearts need it too. No matter what our lives look like, we have to recognize our need for rest and make it a part of the rhythm of our lives. I'm trying to let that sink into my own life and recognize that the sweetness is often seen in the slow, or rather that I am better at seeing the sweet things when I choose to slow down enough to recognize them. Let me take you on a trip through a normal morning. I'm a full-time mom with part-time work. I wake up and I make the coffee, the glorious coffee. Then I go and I get my son out of his crib and make his bottle. I usually unload the dishwasher that ran last night while he plays on the floor. When my daughter wakes up, we make breakfast and I usually heat up my coffee for the first time. After breakfast, we will play or watch Gabby's Dollhouse, the current number one streamed show in our house. When my son goes down for his nap, I microwave my coffee again and get intermittent work done while my daughter plays. When my son wakes up, that is when we run errands or meet up with family or friends. Then it's lunch and nap time. There are a lot of days where this morning passes in a haze and I am frantically running from thing to thing. However, when I choose to slow down, I hear more giggles from my nine-month-old. I hear the sweet little voice of my two-year-old talking to her brother or singing along to Gabby's dollhouse. I notice when she says, "I'm sorry, Mom," or "I love you, Mom," without prompting. I laugh at my son trying to belly crawl his way across the floor to me where I'm unloading the dishwasher. I realize how sweet it is that my daughter asked me to help her or play with her because those days go by too quickly. I think slowing down is less about physical pace and more about our mental pace. It is about taking the time to claim the peace of God in our lives and move through our days with confidence that He loves us. He has gone before us and He will provide all that we need. So power walk through Target if you want, or don't. No matter how fast your legs can carry you, choose peace and don't move so fast that you can't see the sweet things. If you are looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season, we'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.